Well, I didn't quite finish the chapter, almost. One slide left. Before I actually get into the slide, there's something I want to mention that is related to it beforehand. It's another dichotomy that I'll give you. This dichotomy has to do with belief. There are two major belief systems, which are faith and science, and they are fundamentally different. In essence, opposites. Faith is belief in whatever, simply because you want to believe in something. There is no requirement that there be evidence. So faith is belief in something despite the absence of evidence, and in fact sometimes despite evidence to the contrary. Science, on the other hand, is belief only in the case of evidence, only when evidence exists. And if further evidence turns out that what was believed before is actually not true, then a person who is acting scientifically is no longer allowed to believe that. We change our beliefs in science. It's really what has to do with truth. We don't really know anything for sure. But the things that really stand up to testing and evidence over and over and over, those are the things that we eventually say are facts. Things like gravity and evolution by natural selection. The sky is blue. Those are facts because they stand up to evidence. All right, and this every once in a while there are major changes in science. For instance, Newtonian mechanics, which is a part of science that tells us how things move in the universe, it turns out that is wrong. We still teach it because it's easier to teach to beginning students than quantum mechanics, which has supplanted it as the truth. And the reason that we get away with teaching it in college courses for first year physics is because unless you're dealing with really small things, then the math of Newtonian mechanics actually is good enough. It's close enough. But really, when you get down to it, it's not correct. And so we have to scratch. If we're acting scientifically, we have to say, actually, we were wrong. This now is the truth, which is fundamentally different from how faith operates. Faith, because it's not evidence-based, is not testable. Science, on the other hand, not only is testable, but testing is a huge part of science. And that's what brings up what's in the slide here, which is a schematic representation of the scientific method, how testing in science works. And so it begins with observations. We, as humans, just notice things about the world. We've been doing this for as long as there have been humans. And since we are curious, observations just naturally lead to questions. In other words, you notice something, you wonder why it is that way. Part of the process. Well, questions, of course, inspire a search for an answer to the question, right? So questions naturally lead to desire for explanation. And these next parts, hypothesis and prediction, even though they are fairly straightforward when you get really down to it, they are often confused by students learning this. And so I want to make sure you understand the difference. A hypothesis is an explanation. And as far as language is concerned, you can tell something is a hypothesis because it is offering an explanation. Now, the explanation does not have to be true at all, but it's said in such a way, a hypothesis is stated in such a way, as though it is true. And so linguistically, an important word is because, for instance. Now, notice the very simple observation here. The observation is that she notices that the flashlight doesn't work. The question is, why doesn't it work, obviously? Well, there's more than two possible explanations, but there are just two given here. Hypothesis one, hypothesis two. But one hypothesis as a sentence would be, the flashlight doesn't work because the battery's dead. And notice I said that in a way as though it is true. It explains it, even though it might not be correct. All right? It's a declarative sentence. Predictions, on the other hand, logically follow from hypotheses based on the assumption that that hypothesis is true, even though it doesn't have to be. And so they have keywords like if. All right? In other words, a prediction is something that will happen if that corresponding hypothesis actually is true. And so the prediction corresponding to the hypothesis of there being a dead battery is that if you switch battery, then it will light again. Notice the predictive language in that. Okay, so an if-then sentence is not a hypothesis. That's a prediction. A hypothesis explains it, and that comes first in the process, actually. The competing hypothesis here, and there could be all kinds of others, is that the bulbs burn out. And so the corresponding prediction, of course, is replacing the bulb will, future tense, fix the problem. So hypotheses naturally lead to predictions. Predictions naturally lead to a way to test that prediction. And that's what experiments are. Experiments are ways to test a specific prediction that corresponds to a specific hypothesis. If that hypothesis is true, then such and such should happen. That tells you a way to test it, set it up to see whether it actually will happen, and you get a result. Either the prediction does come true or it doesn't. So, if you, for instance, are testing the burnout bulb one, and go through with actually changing the bulb, and it lights up, what does that tell you? It doesn't, actually. If a prediction comes true in a scientific experiment, then that is just evidence that the corresponding hypothesis could be true. It doesn't actually prove anything. It just says it could be true. It has not been disconfirmed. And in this simple flashlight example, what you could do maybe is unscrew the light bulb, which is a perfectly good light bulb that you don't realize, put a new one in, and in the process you wiggle wires or something that actually makes it light again, when the old light would have done lit if you did the same thing. You see what I'm saying? So, if the prediction comes true, that just means the hypothesis could be true, and that's why we never test something in science just once. We test things over and over and over. And when they just always come true, eventually we call those things facts. You know, you can drop something as many times as you want, and I would bet money that it's always going to fall. It's not going to go up. So gravity is a fact because it's been tested so much. Same with evolution, things like that. On the other hand, though, if a prediction does not come true, then that means either the hypothesis that it corresponds to is false, or it's at least you did something wrong in the test, or it's the hypothesis at least needs to be modified. It might not be blatantly wrong, but as stated and as tested, it's wrong if it doesn't come true. And that's the logic behind science, the evidentiary logic. So, pretty short recording for that.